to date, we haven't, I suppose, seen the worst of the biggest impact in Donegal. You know, we have reports on that the Harry Blaney Bridge being closed, and I suppose power lines been down in areas like St Johnstone, power outages around Glenties and Derrybeg, and some broadband connection points down around the county. I suppose the point that I'd like to really make this morning is that Storm Barra will impact Donegal from this morning until tomorrow afternoon. And there is, I suppose, a likely greater impact tonight and into tomorrow for Donegal. So what we're seeing at the minute, I suppose, based upon the forecast, is probably the lighter side of it. Today we have southeast winds, rain, sleet and snow, as you've said yourself, travelling through Barnes Gap, and on high ground there'll be snow lying for a while. We've had gritters and ploughs out from early this morning in relation to that. So we have challenging driving conditions with risk of localised flooding, sleet and snow conditions. And I suppose I'd certainly urge caution given the possibility of debris on the roads. So caution while people are driving and out and about today is urged.
Yeah, because something a little bit different about this is it's quite... Yeah, it's over a long period, so we are likely, as you say, and as we head throughout the day and into the evening, because it's prolonged, we do have quite a resilient infrastructure, but it's going to be taking a hammering over a period of time.
Well, the difference about this storm, normally, you know, most of our winds and most of our storms generally come from a westerly or southwesterly direction. This one is different in the sense that the initial phase of it, as we've seen this morning, we have substantial winds coming from the southeast. Now, later this evening, those winds will be turning around to the northwest, and that's when on our coast, as it was effectively from Fanahead down to Bloody Foreland and down into Donegal Bay, we're going to be getting an increasing impact on that storm, of the storm, particularly of the wind conditions and the wave conditions off our shore. And that's what we'll be monitoring very closely.
Well, depending where you are, high tide, I think this evening's around about 8 o'clock, or you know, it's in that hour. You're talking about that wind shifting direction. Are the council concerned about flooding in any particular areas? You know, Burton Port often can be a problem. Donegal Town, to a lesser extent, some other areas. Are there any particular concerns at the moment, Gary?
Well, we have, I suppose, given the there has been slight movements, I suppose, in the strength and the direction and the locus of this storm as it's been predicted for tonight and into tomorrow. And we have a further meeting this morning with Met Aaron and the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. And I suppose we'll be trying to distill down a little bit more the specific impacts. But you are right, and there is a cautionary approach being taken already. For example, the pier in Donegal Town has been closed to parking for high tide tonight. I think it's around about 10 past 8, and we may consider extending that out into tomorrow. And once we get a sense of the final wind conditions later today, we'll be making a call probably around lunchtime today in relation to other areas as well. But really, I suppose, look, at the moment, we have an orange marine level warning off the coast of Donegal, and as Met Aaron often remind us, that can actually have an impact right on the coastal fringes as well. And when we look at the weather map modelling, we do see substantial wind impacts on those coastal fringes, as I said, from Fannin Head right down the coast down to the south of Donegal Bay, from this evening down into tomorrow. So the real caution I would urge here is that this is the first wave of the storm coming from the southeast. Later on this afternoon and early into this evening, you'll see the winds turning around to the northwest, and that's when we'd expect, I suppose, the greater impact to take place. So really, I suppose the advice really is, you know, a lot of common sense. Please apply common sense. Secure or store any loose items that you have around your house or property. You know, reduce speed driving and be ultra cautious while you're out on the roads. Be aware of fallen or any falling debris or the potential for that, and obviously power lines and so on and so forth as well. And the last point, just if you possibly can, avoid coastal areas or areas that are exposed to the worst conditions during this event.
Okay, now you mentioned Harry Blaney Bridge there. Is that confirmed that it's closed, Gary?
Yeah, Road Service has confirmed that to me about 10 minutes ago, that the bridge was closed from early this morning.
Okay, now in terms of council preparedness, you know, we're thinking on not just locally but right across the country, the likes of the ESB crews that do amazing work, you know, those that try and keep your broadband going, the emergency services all on standby, and we hope they don't have the one thing about the our water users, they know what's what. And I was looking at some of the marine traffic last night, and you could just see a string of the vessels coming into port. So hopefully it'll be us who aren't experienced in the water that could cause them problems, and we hope they don't. But in terms of your preparedness, you know, if there's reports of flooding or what have you, is it between people that work directly for the council, the fire service? What do you have on standby, so to speak?
Yeah, we've been having meetings, I suppose, over the weekend as well, just trying to get a sense of the level and extent of impact. So there is a severe weather assessment team and a crisis management team in the council, and we, I suppose, we keep a continuous watching brief. We've had meetings yesterday morning. We have another meeting at 11 a.m. this morning following our meeting with the National Directorate, and all of our services are in an advanced state of readiness: fire service, civil defence and road services. Road services in particular, a lot of people around the county will have seen the gritters and the snow ploughs out this morning. They continue, I suppose, to stand ready to be able to respond to any specific, interventions that are actually needed. So The type of response that the council has is probably a 24/7 response in any event. And in instances where we can specify particular challenges arising, we might pre-deploy pumps or indeed sandbags, whatever the case may be. And that's something that we'll be looking at later today as well, Craig.
All right. In terms of contact numbers, as I say, hopefully, you know, we're not going to get it as bad as other areas, though, of course, I wish no areas were getting it bad. Is there any numbers people should have to hand, not just necessarily for Storm Barra, but going through the winter, Gary, emergency numbers?
Yeah, well, look, during normal business hours, the council's call centre can be contacted at 074-915-3900. That's 074-915-3900. And out of hour emergencies, can be contacted road services 72288. That's 074-91-72288. And obviously, you know, in the context of any emergency, you call 999-11 or 112 and advise the service you're looking for, whether it's fire service, Gardaí or ambulance, whatever the case may be. We have, I suppose, details as well on our Facebook page and Twitter page, and we're constantly posting on that as well. And as we go through today and into tomorrow, we'll be continually updating the information that is available. I suppose just the last point I'd make, Greg, is look, just again, just be careful out there today and tomorrow. It's going to be, I suppose, a bit of rough weather for the next 24 or 36 hours. And we just want to make sure that everyone's safe during that period.